This is J.D. Doyle, and welcome back to Queer Music Heritage. On part one, I was delighted to share with you an interview with Troy Walker, and you heard him talk about lots of different people, including Johnny Ray. So I wanted to give you some more Johnny Ray music, and started out with a track from 1957 called How Long, How Long Blues. Johnny Ray was kind of a fascinating personality, and folks today probably cannot appreciate the phenomenon that he was. He literally skyrocketed to fame on the strength of a huge, huge hit 45 RPM record, the first one where both sides were wildly successful, reaching number one and number two on the charts, the first time that had happened. And to go with that was his stage persona, a very theatrical style not seen before, which earned him nicknames like Mr. Emotion, the Nabob of Sob, and the Prince of Wales, with Wales spelled W-A-I-L-S. He quickly became a teen idol, generating the same sort of excitement Elvis did later, which didn't always get the approval of parents. But remember, this was 5 years before Elvis hit, so this was a cultural impact as well. It was not all rosy for him, though. News did get out at the very start of his career of his arrest for soliciting a vice cop officer, so the kernel was planted in the minds of the tabloids that Ray was gay, which of course was indeed the case. He had a great career, but by the 1970s, musical styles had changed, and he fell out of public interest. He had problems with alcohol for decades, and he died at age 63 in 1990. I lucked into actually seeing him once, when I was in Los Angeles in 1980. I was in a gay bar, and a guy I was talking to pointed him out as the obviously drunk guy on the other side of the room. But I want you to remember his first two huge hits. From 1951, here are Little White Cloud That Cried and Cry.
I went walking down by the river, feeling very sad inside, when all at once I saw in the sky the little white cloud that cried. He told me he
very lonesome, and no one cared if he lived or died, and said sometimes the thunder and lightning make all the little clouds hide. He said, have faith in all kinds of weather, for the sun will always shine. Do your best and always remember the dark clouds pass with time. He asked me if I'd tell all my world just how hard those little clouds try. That's how I know I'll always remember the little white cloud that sat right down and cried.
The white cloud that cried. Ooh-ah, ooh-ah, ooh-ah.
If your sweetheart a letter of goodbye, it's no secret you feel better if you cry. When waking from a bad dream, don't you sometimes think it's real? But it's only false emotions that you feel. If your heartaches seem to hang around with each song, remember sunshine can be found behind a cloudy sky. So let your head down and go on and cry. Well, now remember sunshine can be found behind a cloudy sky. So let your head down and go right on, baby, and cry.
For the remaining segments of the show this month, I'm reviving a show format I haven't used in about a year. As Queer Music Heritage mostly has themed shows, there was always a lot of music, especially new music, that I could never find time to share with you. So about once a year, I would do a show called Songs I've Been Meaning to Play. This could include just about everything, new and old, and usually, knowing me, full of obscurities. Well, I'm doing it again, and my focus in part one this month on the 60s and 70s got me in the mood to do the same thing here. Most of what you hear will be from prior to 1980, some a lot older. By the way, I started a new show in January called Out Radio that has given me an outlet for new music, but I've got a lot of oldies to give you, and of course, as I said, many of them will be obscure. That's the joy of finding and sharing music you won't hear anywhere else, and preserving it as part of our history. Okay, enough intro. I'm going next to a very openly gay 45, and one I still find surprising. It's from 1973, and there's no subtlety in the lyrics. This is a very gay song. What's more interesting, at least to me, is that the artist is someone I had already heard of. In fact, I bet many of you have heard this artist. Here's a little bit of his huge hit from 1965 that reached number 3 on the Billboard charts.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above and a thing called love. Let me tell you about the stars in the sky and a girl and a guy and the way they could kiss on a night like this.
That was Jewel Akins with his only hit, The Birds and the Bees. The record I found by him was called He's Good for Me. It was advertised in The Advocate as the first gay rock single 45. Until I found that ad, which you can see a picture of on my website, I had never heard of the record or any mention on whether or not he was gay, and he was listed as one of the co-writers. Here is Jewel Akins singing He's Good for Me.
Mama, I love him so. Mama, he loves me too. And there's just one thing that you can do is leave us both alone. Oh, yeah. Mama, when I was young, you taught me about the birds and the bees. Now I'm grown, I'm on my own. You can't control me as you please. He's so good for me. You told me to leave him and let him go. I've tried to do it, but I love him so. Mama, he loves me too. And there's just one thing that you can do is leave him both alone. Oh, yeah. Mama, woman, you better stop. The man is here to stay. All the wrong that he may do, I love him anyway. And oh, mama, he's doggone good to me.
Jewel Akins and He's Good for Me, and that mystery was just too much for me, so I figured I would try to go to the source for the answer. Here's a short interview I did with Jewel Akins. What is it like having a hit song that is still remembered by people 45 years later?
Oh, it's just great. Makes you feel so good. People, you know, you say birds and bees, and a little baby 3 years old right now jump up and jump up and down. You can't say birds and bees without somebody saying, Let me tell you about the birds. You say, you remember the guy saying the birds and bees, birds and bees? Let me see. Yeah, and it's still being played. Still being played.
I produce a radio show about gay and lesbian music, and I want to ask about a particular 45, a really obscure one, from 1973. It was on the West One label and was called He's Good for Me.
Oh, that.
Can you tell me about that song?
You know what? I don't even remember the lyrics to the song, you know. But it was a quick one thing. I sing anything. It doesn't matter to me, you know.
Well, it's called He's Good for Me, and it starts out, Mama, when I was young, you taught me right from wrong.
Oh, yeah. Let me see. Mama, when I was young, you taught me right from wrong. Now I'm grown up on my own. But see, when I first wrote the song, it was Mama, she's good for me. And then they wanted to change it. They said, well, you know what, if you change this to this, well, you probably make a big hit with the whole gay community, you know.
Oh, so the producers talked you into making it a gay song.
That's what they say, yeah. And I did that, we made it, and that was it. I hadn't heard no more about it.
What did you think about them wanting you to do that?
Well, I laughed at them, and I said, well, okay, they just talked me into it, you know. I never thought any more about it, you know. We did it, and those two guys that I was dealing with at the time was trying to do something with the music, but they really didn't know what they were doing, okay?
Was that the other co-writers? Olds and Avenetti?
Yeah, Nick Avenetti. That was Nick's name, man. Nick Avenetti and Garner E. Olds. I don't even think they're alive now.
So they were trying to tap into the gay market?
I guess they were. I really didn't pay that much attention to it.
Did you get any reaction to it?
I don't even think it was ever played.
Well, maybe not. I was wondering if people thought you were gay.
Nobody never asked me that.
Huh.
No one has never asked me that.
Well, the song kind of comes across as a coming-out song.
Yeah. But see, people sing about everything, you know, all kinds of things. And, you know, back in the day, I knew a couple of people that was kind of that way, you know. Now, I don't have anything against gay people because I have gay friends, you know. I've known gay friends like Cornel Gunther that was with the Coasters that was killed. And a few other people, you know. You meet them as you travel and being an entertainer. You meet all kinds of people. And I played clubs where we had to sing in a club where there was like 50% gays, you know.
Well, especially back then, didn't it, you know, bother you that people might think you're gay and it might hurt your career?
I never thought about it because the song, we did it, and it was no more done said about it. I didn't think about what people was going to say or what they was going to think.
It wasn't an issue because it disappeared right away.
Yeah, that was recorded and it was over with. But I recorded it as a song like a girl you marry.
Right, your lyrics were talking about a woman.
A woman, right. And they just wanted to change the word she to he.
Yeah.
They did. I said, why you don't do that? Well, you know, you can make both versions. You can sell it through the mail. Listen, you know.
Well, they put an ad in the major gay magazine at the time, The Advocate, and they called it the first gay rock single 45.
Really? See, I never saw that. I never knew it. They're the record people, so they have interest where they can make some quick money, I guess. And at the time, I was a songwriter and a singer, so I ended up singing the song for them.
So the song started out straight. The artist was persuaded by producers to make it gay, and it very quickly disappeared. I thank Mr. Akins for clearing that up for me. Up next is an R&B duo named Charlie and Ray. I've read accounts on the net that they were very openly gay, which was very unusual for both those times and the circuit of venues they played, which included the Apollo Theater. They had pretty good success with their first record, I Love You Madly, in 1954, and with another the next year called Dearest One. And then they pretty much disappeared. I looked and looked and found only one photo of them on the internet. the same one used on their reissue CD. Here are Charlie and Ray.
Look at you, I'm always feeling blue. I want you madly cause I'm so in love with you. Dear, wow, wow, oh, wow. Each time I look into pretty, pretty eyes, I visualize something I didn't realize. I don't know, I don't care cause I'm in love with you. Dear, wow, wow, oh, wow. Say you want me badly, here's a chance to prove that you'll save me gladly. I love you madly, but I don't know what to do. Each time I look at you, I'm always feeling blue. I want you mad because I'm so in love with you. Look into your pretty, pretty eyes, I visualize something I didn't realize. I don't know, I don't care cause I'm in love with you. I don't know, I don't care cause I'm in love with you.
Record for you now, a 78 RPM record from 1947 by Alfonso Horsley, but that's not the name on the label. Alfonso was professionally known as Petite Swanson and was a member of Val de Grey's troupe of female impersonators, who for much of the 1940s were the main attraction at Joe's Deluxe Club in Chicago. She recorded the standard Lottie Miss Claudie and this naughtier track, My Jockey Knows How to Ride.
You can't keep a jockey and ride all over town. You can't keep my jockey and ride all over town.
Yes, that was called Nasty, and there's lots going on there. A kind of surprising track to find on an album on a major label, 20th Century Fox, in 1974. The album had the tongue-in-cheek title of Greatest Hits of the 11th Hour, and all the songs were written by Kenny Nolan and super producer Bob Crewe. And Bob Crewe, as we now know, thanks to the hit Broadway musical Jersey Boys, was the openly gay producer and mentor of the Four Seasons, although he wasn't openly gay then. I could probably do a show a month on the hits written by Bob Crewe, but one of them was Lady Marmalade, for which the original recording was on the 11th Hour LP. We are now way too used to the smash version by LaBelle, but I thought you might want to hear the original. I'm going to give you several spoken word pieces this month. Yes, that's unusual for a show calling itself Queer Music Heritage, but they were recordings and they add to the collage that is our gay history. Back in 1964, a book was published that got quite a bit of attention called Mr. Madam by Kenneth Marlowe. As the title might imply, he was a male madam and his house catered to exclusive Hollywood clientele of both the gay and straight persuasion. And he was an author and female impersonator. Being an openly homosexual madam in 1964 made it easy for him when his book was published to attract attention, and the book went into several printings. A curiosity is that he released a 45 RPM record, with one side telling about his business and the other side telling jokes. They were called Kenneth Marlowe Tells About His Call House Days and Mr. Madam's Parlor Jokes.
Well, this is Kenneth Marlowe, and I'm Mr. Madam, owner and operator of that well-notorious call house of boys and girls and couples in Hollywood, California, selling flesh for a living, yes, and it's not the easiest racket in the world. All I would have to do is sit at home, and you'd think that that would be an easy job, just to sit at home, answer the phone, make a date. But you see, when people pay for sex, they just don't want it the ordinary husband and wife way. They want something just a little bit different. Like many of my phone calls were, well, you'd think they were really freaks, but after all, they were my bread and butter. And could I help it if someone wanted to spank someone, tie them up, beat them up? And I was forever asking if they must have thought I was a nurse, because they'd say, "Do you give enemas?" And then I had one customer who called about 3 times a week, and he used to say, "Now, the person you're sending, do they have beautiful feet?" How did I know he was a toe queen? After all, my front was a massage parlor. Whether it was against the law or not, I had to operate some way. So first of all, they'd call for the massage, and then other things worked in. Other things meaning other pleasures and more money for the house. Of course, it wore me out interviewing my staff. After all, I had to try everyone out before they went out. I had to see if they could satisfy me, because I'm terribly fussy and very hard to please since I've had so much sex. I've tried it every way under the sun, and if they can please me, they could please my customers. The phone would ring all hours of the night, especially after the bars closed, around 2 o'clock. It was about the busiest season when they didn't make out. Then they would call Madame Marlowe. That phone would ring. "Do you have someone that can satisfy my needs?" I knew what their needs were, and I was willing to satisfy them. I was willing to peddle flesh for a living, and I didn't care what the cost. And I kept raising the price every month, and they kept paying it. After all, it is a terribly expensive habit, especially to a married man. And most of my clients were married men. Oh, I had a few little old ladies from Pasadena who liked my nice young boys. And in fact, if I were ever in your town, who knows? Maybe you would have dialed my number. Many others did. You know, I looked down at my chest the other day when I got home, and I swear I got in the wrong line at Vic Tanny's. Do you know, I said to the dentist the other day when I went in, to have a tooth pulled, that is, that I just would rather have a baby than have a tooth pulled. And he said, "Well, when you make up your mind, I'll adjust the chair." You know one good thing I always liked about having my call house business? Well, you've got it, you sell it, and you still got it. But I got arrested the other day. Yes, this policeman come up to me on the corner of Hollywood and Vine. Just because I'm calling my dog, he wanted to arrest me. And all I'm saying, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. One of my prostitutes came in to work the other night, and she said, "Well, guess what I made today?" I said, "What'd you make?" She said, $25.25. I said, "Who was the cheapest cake that gave you a quarter?" She said, "They all did." You know, the other night I went to bed and this man said to me, "Why don't you take off your shoes and catch Affleck's foot?" I said to this John the other night, I said, "How's your wife?" "Well, better than nothing." There's one of my best girls. There goes a good time who's been had by all. Do you know, I just love this boulevard, Hollywood Boulevard. I have been in love with it for years. Well, I've been sold on it myself for years. Don't you dare kiss me like that again. Pardon me, it was just a slip of the tongue. Now, there is a man who dresses well, and quickly, too. No sooner spread than done. You know, I was so surprised when he proposed to me, I almost fell out of bed. But you know, I always say to my customers when they leave, it sure is a business doing pleasure with you. You wouldn't believe this, but I only miss being a girl by 6 inches. You know, I thought I was pregnant the other day, and I found out it was only a bug in my navel. Last night I had that old feeling. Tonight I've got to get some sleep. Would it be proper if I kissed your hand? Not improper, but just a little out of place. You know, you would be surprised at my girls. They're very intelligent and very modest. In fact, most of my girls would be shocked at 4-lettered words. Work. Cook. Say, could you lend me $20 till I get on my back again? You know, I got caught in the revolving door the other night down at Sears, and I made $20 before I could get out. Well, I just made another payment on the couch again today, Mabel.
By the way, here's some trivia. I added the background music to those tracks, which I got from the soundtrack for the 1958 movie I Want to Live. I just figured Kenneth Marlowe needed a little bit of ambiance behind his recitations. Some of you hopefully have heard of the American artist Paul Cadmus, known especially for his realistic male nudes. A lot of those nude paintings were of his partner, John Anderson. He met Anderson in 1963 when he was 59 and Anderson was 27, and they spent the next 36 years together as partners until Cadmus died in 1999. Cadmus was executive producer of an LP by Anderson called Verboten, released in 1987, and they both are pictured on the back cover, with a portrait of Anderson on the front. The subtitle is Songs by Jeffrey Roy, who I am thinking may have been a gay songwriter, and I found that he died in 1993 at age 41. I picked two songs from the album, Stranger in My Bed and Keep Your Hands Off.
I lie awake looking, his body so smooth, the line of his chin clean and strong, the way that his blonde hair falls into his eyes, maybe a little too long. And he lies still, he's probably used to this, still, as if waiting to be kissed. This stranger in my bed, lover till the morning. This stranger in my bed. Gentle sweet scent of his breath, the memory of lovers together as one, and words of the heart left unsaid. And we lie still, I think I'm getting used to this, still, how I'm waiting to be kissed by this stranger in my bed, lover till the morning, this stranger in my bed. Soon I'll lose the moon. The feeling goes on. I'll whisper good morning, he'll kiss me. Slowly he'll start to dress. Can I make him stay? Can he go away? Am I different from the rest? To this stranger in my bed, lover till the morning, this stranger in my bed. Morning.
Break the clouds and put the sun back into place. Whoa, he charms like a politician. Whoa, he's my personal physician. So get your hands off, he belongs to me. He's mine, mine alone. Get your hands off my property. He's my honeycomb. He's a hot rod driver with an engine full of heat. When he shifts his gears, he's a hard machine to beat. Whoa, he burns like a love addiction. Oh, he's my favorite kind of fiction. So get your hands off, he belongs to me. He's mine and mine alone. Get your hands off my property. He's my honeycomb. He says surrender to me, I get weak in the knees, I throw my hands up. I gotta have him hands down, I plan to keep him around to get my hands on. He's a lovely liquor and I take him on the rocks. He can pull the key that will open any lock. Whoa, he smiles like a mad magician. Oh, he's my nighttime proposition. So get your hands off, he belongs to me. He's mine and mine alone. Get your hands off my property. Get your hands off. Get your hands off my property. Get your hands off.
Coming Up is a very gentle but quite political song. In 1977, Anita Bryant began her Bigotry Brigade, and that prompted a number of artists to write songs about her. I've played many of them on past shows. One of them is called Tell Old Anita, and was written and sung by an artist going by Conan. Tell Old Anita was also the title track of his 1979 album.
Bring Jesus into this mess. Jesus was the man who said, you without sins cast the first stone. judge not lest you be judged. And Anita, Jesus is a friend of mine. You just tell old Anita there's nothing sweeter than the sound of my lover's name. Tell old Anita everything is just fine. Tell old Anita I think of her all the time. And if the sun don't shine in the morning and a heartache should come with the rain, tell old Anita there's nothing sweeter than the sound of my lover's name.
Howdy do, it's poo-poo to you, and hardly a second hand. The tale I heard, far too funny, and knew you'd understand. Twice around the block she ran, and taken by surprise. One down, two more to follow, guess she's getting wise.
Shameless, she's on the corner singing her lullaby. The words are queer, the voice is funny, to them she must be high. Stay away lest you catch it, two will tear one. Pay the man the two-bomb ticket, the ride is all you want.
All around the tea room tiki, cruising and feeling fine. Fun's a game, so I brought a bottle and knew you wouldn't mind. Can you do a back? Can you help me to unwind? Stop the boat, jump on the blanket, we'll sing you a little rhyme.
Shameless, she's on the corner singing her lullaby. The words are queer, the voice is funny, to them she must be high. Stay away, lest you catch it, two will tear one. Big man, keep on the ticket, the ride is all you want,
I said.
Big man, keep on the ticket, the ride is all you want.
I've always wanted to be a gypsy, walking holes through my shoes, walking away from the sad love song, walk away from all my blues. City people always seem so friendly, city police break me down. Oh, you all were just the same.
Also from the Conan album was Shameless and High Drag, and then I jumped 30 years to bring you the track Gypsy. He's still around, in fact his new album is called Conan's Back. But I've got one more song for you from the first album, and it has an interesting connection that I'll tell you about after you hear it. It's called Passing Stranger.
Pass it on to the stranger. Everyday feelings coming out. You're afraid to show your love. So afraid to go alone. Share your love with the stranger. Gently he calls you to his side. Is the love still inside your heart? Keep your heart satisfied. Share your dreams with the stranger. Let it take you away. Leave your fears far behind. Nothing's left to say. Pass it on to the stranger. Everyday feelings coming on. Leave your fears far behind. Nothing is left to say.
Now, the song Passing Stranger may not have been destined to make the charts, but it did appear in the soundtrack of a movie. Well, a porn movie is a movie. In the late 70s, Conan's cousin, Richard Locke, was a very popular gay porn star, appearing in films such as L.A. Tool and Die, El Paso Wrecking Company, Heatstroke, and many others, including one from 1976 called Forbidden Letters. I've not seen it, but a review I found marveled that it actually contained sort of a gay love story, and what the reviewer called some original sort of hokey-sounding folk songs. Some years ago, someone sent me a CDR of four of those songs, and the other one of interest was sung by Paul Dubois and was called Last Night's Man. I have been able to find no other information about the singer or the song, but here it is.
Go through the motions. pretending it is just another night like all the rest. I wish it were, I'm glad it's not. I hold in my emotions. A year ago I lost my love, yet he remains a part of me. Inside my soul, though far away, my love's still living. I've walked these streets 100 times to find a smile, to hear the laughter. It's not easy when it ain't all of you you're giving. Tonight my feet will lead me on to some strange eyes, and then beyond his easy way. And I will try to say I'm lonely. The evening light is gray. I see a friendly face who maybe understands the need I have to break the spell that holds me. Who is this man? What's in his eyes? I see, but I don't realize what's happening, because I'm not sure of my feelings. Should I smile back and play along? Should I say yes? Should I be strong? I just don't know if I can give him any feeling. Something that's soft within his voice, his whispered breath gives me no choice. I'm feeling warm, I'd kind of like this man to hold me. My body's here, my mind is there. I'm trying hard to share a part of me. My lonely skin cannot deny his soft lips.
Paul Dubois and Last Night's Man from the porn movie Forbidden Letters. Again, this is J.D. Doyle thanking you for tuning in to Queer Music Heritage. And I've got one more part for this month where there'll be even more obscure song choices. And who would think I would close a segment with Lisa Hartman? You remember her, actress, singer, star of Knots Landing in the 80s, married to Clint Black. She released several albums and gets points alone for recording the song Where the Boys Are when she was in the movie of that same name. Why am I playing her? Well, in 1982, on her album Letter Rock, she sang a very queer song called Johnny's Always on My Mind. It seems her Johnny's got a boyfriend. Lisa Hartman.